right, joining us on the Super Celebrity Hotline, a former Secretary of Education, Arne Duncan, is going to be with us. And Arne, obviously involved in Chicago Public Schools as well for a number of years, and was a competitor. We were competitors in high school. I don't know that Arne knows that, but when he was at U-High, and I was not. all right. Arne, let's talk about this, Secretary, because this is a fascinating thing. You're speaking to a school today, Chicago Vocational Career Academy, and these are STEM students, right? Which is something that a lot of people are talking about. This is technology, science, technology,
yes,
electronics and mathematics. Thank you very much. I knew that, Hannah.
Yes.
Thank you for your help.
I figured as much.
Yeah, about technology, and they're unveiling this. I think it's Lumity, right? That is unveiling this app that is going to allow kids to get to school safer. What? Great idea, but you know, what a sad commentary, right?
Yes, but I love obviously just giving kids exposure to the STEM fields, and we all know a couple things. One, that a huge percentage of the jobs of the future for you to have access to them, you have to be comfortable and confident with STEM content. Secondly, there's a right even today there's a mismatch. There are many employers who are looking to hire. And we collectively aren't producing enough young people with the skills to be successful. And then finally, you go to any tech company or anything in the STEM fields, there's never enough diversity, whether it's young people of color or women. And so you put those three facts together, it's just like sort of the absolute triumph of common sense that we need to give a lot more young people, yes, in high school, but even in middle school, the chance to find a passion and to really start to, figure out what they can do and what they can contribute. And what I love, just actually leaving Chicago Vocational High School now on the South Side, that, the kids who are building these apps, this is not studying the history of science. This is actually doing science. It's creating things. It's using technology. Everybody's got a phone these days. So it's tapping into an area where they have great interests, great talent, great expertise, and then doing something to be really positive and productive for their friends. And so it's really, really good stuff.
Now, it is interesting because I know that you've you're a managing partner of this Emerson Collective, and one of the things that you're trying to do is you're trying to reach down into urban areas like Chicago and specifically talk to young African-American men about other ways by which to divert their attention from gangs and violence and things like that. What obviously, very well needed, right? But what are some of the effective things right now that you're looking at that you think can help?
Yeah, so we're just laser focused on reducing violence here in Chicago. And, coming home after 7 years in D.C., obviously violence is not a new issue for the city, but to see it get so much worse over the 7 years my family and I were gone, it's heartbreaking. And it's just, for me, so unfair to these kids. We're robbing kids of their childhoods because they can't go outside. They're living in fear all the time. And so what we're doing is we're trying to really work with young men who are most at risk of either shooting or being shot and help give them the opportunities and the skills and experiences to transition from a life on the streets to a life of employment in the legal economy. And we've been working with a set of guys in the Rosen Pullman community since September. Actually, can give you a little bit of news, make a little bit of news. The first young man from our group of pioneers, our leadership group, literally just got hired this week. Another had an interview today that I just got the report, went very, very well. And so this is actually starting to happen. And so these are people who have, young men who have been through a lot, may have done some things, but they're are dead serious about changing. They want something better, and we have to more than meet them halfway. And so this work is hard. None of us are doing enough. I feel a tremendous sense of urgency. What happened over the weekend here with a couple 11-year-old girls being killed and a 2-year-old boy, it's beyond crazy. It's beyond crazy. And so, I'm actually very hopeful. For all the chances, I'm really hopeful that if we can meet these guys halfway, if we can give them a shot, they're looking to do something much better.
Yeah. Well, tell us a little bit about this app. How does it work?
The kids are walking me through it. I mean, actually, there are two or three different ideas they had. And it's, again, to your point, it is definitely tough that everything they're working on relates to their safety. But guess what? That's their reality. And the reality is far too many kids on the South and West Side are living in fear every single day. and a fear that you and I are unimaginable. So they talked through two or three different ideas with me that they're developing. One was trying to have safe ways to get to and from school. And with a group of kids I met with today, you know, about 12 kids, I asked them, how many of you guys are scared getting to and from school every day? And many of them said they were. You know, that's, again, that's their reality, and yet they still come to school. Another app, so they're working on an app that will help them navigate to and from school, which, again, a lot of us were blessed to take that for granted, but that is not their reality. There's another app having to do with bullying and be able to report, issues of bullying anonymously and get folks help. And another was really sort of about a leadership idea of creating a club using social media of people who want to stand up and, you know, want to be, you know, positive and constructive. So, you know, extraordinarily interesting ideas. These were their ideas trying to solve very real-world problems. I wish those problems didn't exist. I wish they weren't facing them every single day. But guess what? They're actually, you know, they're not part of the problem. They're part of the solution.
And I know that you're also going to be the MC, right? Or actually the keynote speaker, I'm going to say MC. That's the kind of thing, Arnie, I would do. It is beneath a Secretary of Education to be an MC.
I'm happy,
somewhere.
Happy to do that too. Happy to do that too.
Yeah, that's like birthday clowns and MCs. That's what we do. And then the rest is up to you. But this year, Lumity is hosting this year's annual benefit dinner at the Four Seasons Hotel. And that's going to be on March 9th, Thursday, March 9th. And there's going to be a STEM fair and reception. And again, I don't think we can be more laser focused on this idea of what STEM can do for the economy as a whole. I mean, let's just know, we're talking about jobs here, and I know that we're obviously in a transitional political moment here. We're in a transitional economic moment here as a result, I think. And you definitely want, you know, high paying jobs, and those are technology jobs, and that's what America's been heading toward anyway. And you need to have, if we are going to see economic development in these neighborhoods that are so blighted and so troubled in Chicago, you need to be able to have companies come in, and there's a lot of high-tech companies and also even high-tech manufacturing kind of companies that need well-educated kids.
That's exactly right. You said it perfectly, and you can't aspire to do something that you have never been exposed to, that you have no idea that world exists. And if we can let kids get a sense of what's possible, and again, give them the skills and the experiences, and to emphasize for me, it's so important, not studying this stuff, but just actually doing it, engaging in this work, then it opens up a new world of possibility. But if they never had that kind of exposure, if they never had that chance, then we just lock them out. Mm-hmm. And, you know, our communities, our city, and ultimately our country can't afford that. We live in a flat world. We live in a globally competitive economy. Jobs are going to go to where those knowledge workers are. And I desperately hope that's here in Chicago and in the state and across the country and not going to other places.
Arnie, I pray you didn't
have to compete.
I pray, Arnie, you didn't tell the kids the earth was flat, because that's that. you're gonna get a lot of blowback on that, Arnie. I'm just going to tell you that.
We got a flat economy. You're right.
Okay.
The world is not flat.
All right.
We got it. We got a flat economy.
Yeah, because I remember that girl from The View did it, and it didn't work out well. So that's all I recall. All right, Arnie, great talking to you. Thank you very much for being here. And again, if you want to take part in this STEM fair or go to this beautiful fundraiser that they are doing, that Arnie is the keynote speaker of. I don't know who the MC is, but I'm sure they're great.
You're hired.
Yeah, thank you. I got that thing that night. Lumity.org, LUMITY.org for all that information. Secretary, thank you very much. Appreciate your time, sir.
Hey, thanks for the opportunity. Have a great afternoon.